You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Charlie Austin to score and Southampton to win was 9-5, now 5-2. Mauro Icardi to score and Inter Milan to win was 13-2. That's been enhanced to 8-1. Inter Milan won the reverse fixture, beating Southampton 1-0 in the San Siro. They only had one shot on target in that game, and Southampton were much the better of the two sides. They've lost four of their last five European games in England. Inter Milan, not a vintage Inter side by any stretch of the imagination, and that's showing up in Serie A as well.
Yeah, not a vintage side, but they're still not bereft of ability. There is something there. It's just, how on earth do you get it out on a consistent basis? Because that's the issue that they have. They are so inconsistent. They are an absolute nightmare for punters. An absolute nightmare. They currently sit in 11th, but they have it in them to go anywhere and win. On their day, they can give anyone in Serie A a game, and I include Juventus in that. They can go to some of the better teams in the Europa League and put up a fight. So I have a sort of rule in my head that I cannot back into Milan or AC Milan, while we're at it, you Milanese. I cannot back them when they are favourite.
Okay.
Just a rule that I have, yep. Because you get let down more often than not. But when they are outsiders, and such colossal outsiders here as well, then they start to get interesting because they are that kind of wild card,
yep.
That can do anything. I thought this price was colossally disrespectful to Inter. Let's not forget, they did win that first game. They weren't great, but they won. They're so inconsistent that any recent form has to be completely ignored. You know, that you just don't know what you're going to get with them. But as such, that 9-2 is sort of like a fantastic maverick price because, yeah, if they lose, then it's like backing any other 9-2 shot if they're going to get stuffed.
You look like a hero as well, don't you, in the aftermath?
I think they're well worth a look here.
Yeah?
I couldn't back Southampton at 8-11. Southampton are very good at home. We know that. We know, you know exactly what you're getting with Southampton. They're pretty solid. But I don't want to back them at 8-11 here at all. At all. Inter at 9-2 is by far the best price that you're going to get across this whole week in Europe, in my opinion. That 9-2 is massive. And you don't have to play the 9-2. You can back Inter plus a goal. So you've got the draw on your side as well at even money. Mm. Or Inter draw no bet at 11-4. I don't like Inter as a team. I just don't. But at 9-2, they deserve so much more respect than that. And let's face it, Southampton are no European powerhouse just yet. They're a solid side that are good at home. Inter are worth a play here.
They were beaten at home, of course, at the weekend as well.
They were.
By a good Chelsea side. A rejuvenated Chelsea side, 2-0.
But, again, that just goes to show that Southampton at home are not absolutely dominant.
Yes.
8-11, I think if you're going to back a side here at 8-11, you'd need them to be completely and utterly ruthless at home, take all of their chances, and be coming up against some duffers. Inter Milan, whichever side they put out, they're not going to be completely useless. They're not bankers by any means. They just deserve to be one heck of a lot shorter than they are this week. And interestingly, again, if we'll be waiting on team news, because Icardi would, of course, be interesting if he plays. I think Charlie Austin's also interesting, but the price at 11-8 isn't very good. Bufal is the one that I'd go for at 19-10. If you are looking for a goal scorer bet here.
I like him.
He's shown bits of promise, and he's being cleverly introduced to the team. They're not sticking him in and going, right, perform. They're just biding the time with him. I think that will reap dividends in the long term. So if you are looking for a goal scorer, I would side with him. But like I said, I'm not saying that Southampton won't score in this game, because I think they could, but Inter at the price are just too big.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.